The Huber Center in La Crosse County closes December 31st. Justice Sanctions Coordinator Jane Claycamp says it's a better way to deal with the prisoners who currently leave the center to work each day and return to sleep at night. Claycamp says alternative programs like day reporting, electronic monitoring, and treatment are more efficient. Claycamp says it makes sense for drug abusers to receive treatment versus strictly punishment.
As far as people who we are not providing treatment for, I think that it certainly isn't any worse. It's not going to do any more harm. So the recidivism rates are not going to increase because someone doesn't sit in the Huber Center for a month or 2 months.
The new way of handling Huber prisoners couldn't begin without judges' support. La Crosse County Circuit Judge Dennis Montalban is a backer. Montalban says it doesn't make sense to have Huber prisoners sleeping in jail at taxpayer expense.
The judges have determined they're not dangerous at that point, so you know, why are we locking them up at all? The punishment of the day reporting or electronic monitoring and not leaving your home is, in my mind, very similar because, frankly, they don't like it.
So far, La Crosse and Winnebago counties are the two who've adopted the approach. Wisconsin Counties Association Executive Director Mark O'Connell says it may become a trend as counties realize they can't build their way out of jail crowding. Meanwhile, La Crosse County Administrator Steve O'Malley says the county may use the change to reconfigure and expand the jail so it can centralize male and female prisoners in one building and save money. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.